6:49, broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Crom Carmichael, the original All-Star panelist in studio, and now on the phone line, our very good friend Carl, whom I lost the bet to. He bet that Joe Biden would become president. I bet Donald Trump would. I lost the bet, and I bought him a nice steak dinner. Had a great lunch with Carl at Rafferty's several months ago. Carl, good morning. You want to weigh in on the Tennessee Titans statement? How you doing, Carl?
Yes. Hey, good morning, Mike. Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. I'm doing great.
Thank you. Man, I wanted to weigh in on that. And I look at it like this. I'm all in. But what I will tell the city to do, if any smart business person would do, try and negotiate a better deal. There's nothing wrong with that. And after you negotiate that better deal and it will come to the best terms you can come to, you do it. I look at it as an investment. And anyone that thinks that the current stadium hasn't been a good investment for Nashville, they haven't been paying attention. And something that I witnessed this weekend, and it's funny that that's one of the things that you would start out talking about today, one of the things in the earlier segments, is about the city paying the money for that, helping, putting in money for the new stadium. Something I witnessed over the weekend. First of all, we're virtually going to get a Super Bowl. That always helps if we build a new stadium like that. And I watched in Texas this weekend, not one night, but two nights of WrestleMania, packed stadium, 75,000 plus both nights, two nights in a row. And if we build that thing here, we would definitely get a WrestleMania here, because I don't know if you pay attention, but Monday Night Raw and pay-per-view events are always here in Nashville. And Friday Night SmackDown for us. And before anyone just poo-pooed that, that's a billion-dollar industry.
So, Carl, you have something in common with the Speaker of the Tennessee House of Representatives, Cam Sexton, because he apparently is a big supporter of WrestleMania as well. So that's it. That's interesting. The two of you guys
I didn't even hear that part of the segment. But yeah, man, two nights in a row, they filled that gargantuan stadium in Texas up two nights in a row with 75,000 plus. It couldn't help but to be a plus. I'm telling you, and I'm speaking from personal experience. When I first started out, I started out with a truck. And people may laugh at this, but I started out with a truck that cost me $460 that I didn't have, but I got it anyway, right? See, I wanted a 1990 something brand new smacking straight up, but I needed that 1974 Cheyenne 10 with about 600,000 miles that was $400 that I needed. And I think that if you look at it that way, then the turn for the investment, the money that we put into it right now, it just would be a great investment for the city in the long run. And if you have to look at it towards, as business.
Crom has a question for you, Carl.
Carl, I have a question to see if you and I can come together and agree on one principle of government. And that is, if government makes a promise to a group of people over the long term to give them money every single month, should the government set that? I'll tell you exactly what it is. The Nashville government, some number of years ago, I don't know if it was 10 or 15, but some number of years ago, it gave the city, gave retired city employees who had worked for the city for a certain number of years, it gave them a lifetime health care benefit. And then it did not fund it it didn't set up the money to hold the money back from the employees' pay. It just set it up as a long-term growing liability. And that now costs the city over $100 million a year, and it's growing at the rate of about $10 to $15 million a year. And it's only going to get bigger unless it's addressed. Do you agree with me that that should be addressed?
It should have been addressed in the beginning. That's bad management.
So we agree that it needs to be addressed as soon as possible, since it wasn't addressed in the beginning and never has been addressed.
It needs to be addressed, but I'm a proponent of being able to chew bubble gum and walk at the same time.
Well, apparently the city has a hard time doing that because they have another problem, Carl. The other problem, Carl, is that we have a dilapidated water supply system that is in desperate need of repair, and they don't have a plan to finance that. I guess what you're saying is you think that the city, which is virtually bankrupt, should go out. I guess they'd raise this on bonds, raise $700 million, and not address the retirement liability, huge retirement liability, and the huge problem of the water supply, to say nothing of the disastrous public schools. What your thoughts, Carl?
Chew bubblegum, walk, and listen to an iPod at the same time.
But what happens when the city spits the bubblegum on the ground and everybody steps in it, Carl?
You already have funds for people to clean up the bubble gum.
Yeah, well, we don't.
Listen, you put money in the budget for people to clean up the bubble gum when it falls.
Carl, I have an idea for you. I have an idea for you. Ready? Because you're a business-minded guy. You've built
That's why I'm looking at this.
I know. But don't you think this? So my idea would be this. I don't think the state government should be involved in it. I don't think the city government should be involved in it. I think the Titan should go to investors like you, Carl, who want to share this risk and reward, and say, we'll put up $700 million. Carl and his friends can put up $1.3 billion, and we'll share in the profit. What do you think of that idea?
That would be a great idea. Listen, I'm like this.
So you put up your own money to partner with the Titans?
Oh my goodness! Because I know it's going to be money coming back. If I can make $30 legally and ethically, but I got to put up $5, I'm going to do it every time. Because I pretty much have a good nose for business, and I have a good nose when I see something that's going to be profitable. And you can't tell me that stadium hadn't been profitable over the past 25 years.
For the Titans, perhaps, not so much for the city. Carl, the phone is ringing. The Titans are wanting you to put up some dough, and they'll be with you. Carl, thanks for calling in today. All right, we'll be back with more after the news. This is the Tennessee Star Report. That was Carl. He's Graham Carmichael. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.